afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, March 17th, the Irish Day, and we've got sounds from the Benelli Park Cross Country. Sponsor interviews on site at Benelli with Scorpion and also with the promoter, Tom Spiegel. The Victor Vincenti birthday ride, legends out there, including Victor Vincenti himself, Wiley Coyote, Garo, 80-year-old mountain biker also that joined us there. That was Garo. And also Corba Workday. We got a chance to talk to Victor Vincenti again at the Corba Workday. We've also got Land Park Criterium results from Northern California this weekend, Pedal Fest results, the overall series results, and even a chance to talk to also national champion Bob Lamas also. So let's listen to some race results for right now.
All right, the Land Park Criterium in Sacramento, March 15th, Saturday. Men's pros, Cat 1s, 2s, making the podium in third place from Bear Development Team, Tommy Lucas. Picking up second place, Mark Prostrava's Joshua Carling. And your winner, running for Optum, presented by Kelly Penevitt Strategies, Brad Huff. Land Park Criterium's women's pros making the podium in third place. Pacific Crush's Danielle Spires. Second place Pinnacle Reactor presented by JL Velo's Christina Hughes. And your winner from 2016 Pro Cycling, Mary Maroon. Beginner women's category 4's Jennifer Chan taking that win for Wheel Talk TVC Racing. Juniors 9 to 10, Team City Sacramento's Alex Chadwick. Juniors 13-14, Team Swift Gianni Lamperti. And the juniors 11 to 12, Limitless Cycling's Gavin Elias. Beginner men's, third place going to Sean Fisher, riding for Chico Masters Cycling. Hub Racing's Jeff Scott taking second, and Chico Corsa Cycling Club's Andy Garzoli picking up the win. And in the men's category 3 is Joshua Cox taking the win, riding for XMX Racing. Masters Cat 1, 2, 3s, 45s and over. Zips Cycling Team's Jeffrey Galland taking that win. And in the Masters 35s, Cat 1, 2, 3s, Team HSP's Michael Sayers picking up the win there. Full results at NCA.com or USACycling.org. All right, the Pedal Fest Cross Country Mountain Bike Series standings finals. Finishing up March 8th. Hotly contested there in the Pro Men. Check this out. Pro Men Spencer Rathkamp, Al Pacheco duking it out over the five race series. Al Pacheco making the second place position with 197 points. Spencer Rathkamp beating with a 199 points just by 2 points. That's right. Oliver Hutchinson with a fine showing there in third, riding for Muscle Milk. And in the men's sport 50 and over, Tommy Lathrop picking up that win with 198 points. Also a very close race, 197 points. Going to second place, Kevin Hopkins. And a fine showing by Scott Sampson in third in the men's sport 50-plus with 188 points. Women's Expert Pros, very closely contested there also. Second place with 197 points, Cindy Marnock, riding for Crank Benders. And also riding for Crank Benders, a teammate with 200 points, Nancy James Klinger. Only a 3-point spread there. Montrose Bike Shop's Ellis Cobb hanging on for third with 49 points. Women's sport 30 and over, Shiloh Vigil taking the win with 149, just barely over Rachel Russell with 148 points. So it's some really close racing going on in the Pedal Fest series out there. Junior boys, 12 to 15. Jake Cromie for Fast Friday picks up the win with 200 points. And the junior girls, 12 to 15. Casey Grist riding for Cycle World was your winner there. And in the Clydesdale with 199 total points, Ben Walker picking up that win. Men's Experts. Again, with a very, very tight race, winning by just 1 point, 146 points. Gavin Klinger for Crankbenders over Alexander DeRoche's 145 points. Just a 1 point spread there. DeRoche riding for Montrose Bike. Third place going to John Umal with 142 points. Yeah. Men's sport, 29 and under, Andrew DeSantis riding for Crankbenders, picking up the overall series win with 183 points. And you can find complete results for the Pedal Fest series overall standings at replaytiming.com.
The Pedal Fest series overall mountain bike cross country series of racing. We'll be right back.
Carbon Speed is putting the hammer down and rewriting the triathlon race wheel playbook. Okay, odds are, if you're one of the triathletes in America who has a need for speed, it ain't a luxury, it's a way of life. And chances are you're not a Russian billionaire flying around the world in your G5. You're actually working for every dollar, and you deserve the best. In our sport, where time is more precious than gold, it would be nice if you didn't have to sell your soul to get the best gear. Say hello to Carbon Speed. The speed game has officially changed, and your unfair advantage is right here. It ain't just about being lightweight and aerodynamic. It's about getting more with less. This is 1,578 grams of game-changing carbon fiber. Lightweight, low drag, ultra durable. It's not just a new race wheel. It's Carbon Speed. Get your unfair advantage at carbonspeed.com.
All right. Upcoming events in Northern and Southern California here on Bike Sport Radio. What have we got for upcoming? Let's see. We've got in Northern California, the Off the Front Omnium coming up March 22nd and 23rd. And that is information on that available at otfrace.com for all updates on the Omnium. Starts out with a Ventana Wall individual time trial. March 22nd. 279-foot elevation gain. Only 2 kilometers. Very short time trial. March 22nd. And then also March 22nd, the circuit race, Granville Homes circuit race, will take place. Starting at 8 o'clock for all categories, including a kids race for 3 to 9-year-olds. And then on the next day, the final for the Omnium, the Hanford Criterium, March 23rd. Full details at velopromo.com. Also coming up next weekend in Southern California, Saturday, March 22nd, the Chuck Pontius Memorial Castaic Lake Road Race. This is a new course, has not been used in some time, on Lake Hughes Road up by Castaic Lake. This is also the Elite District Road Race Championships for the elite categories in Southern California and Southern Nevada. Racing for all categories except junior starts at 7:30. Full details at SantaClaritaVelo.com. SantaClaritaVelo.com. And then coming up on April 13th in Southern California, LA's biggest circuit race, the 20th annual Los Angeles Circuit Race, April 13th, 2014. New feature this year, separate categories for the Masters 60 Plus. They race all by themselves. Masters 55 Plus also race all by themselves. And they've got racing for the beginners as well as all juniors. This is part of the USAC Junior Road Devo Series and part of the National Graffiti Road Weekly Series as well. A lot of things going on at the LA Circuit Race this year. The 20th Annual LA Circuit, April 13th. Check it out at backontrackproductions.com. All right, and we've got some interviews and stuff. Victor Vincenti of America, the incredible multi-legend. I mean, this guy's got all kinds of things. He was in the Olympics. He was in the Pan Am Games. He was in the Hall of Fame for both mountain bike and road. Current Hall of Fame member of both. Unbelievable. He's been a national champion. He's still mountain biking out there, 72 years old. And he even invented the Topanga mountain bike. That's the Topanga version of the mountain bike based on cruisers, I guess. That's back in the day when you used to ride cruiser bikes. Some neat stuff out by Victor Vincenti. Here's one of the things he released in writing regarding race promotions. He promoted races, too. Yes, he did that, too, back in February on 1981. And I'll just read this to you from Victor Vincenti. Fat Tired Flyers Gang, hey, you may have heard of my position on organized racing. And to make it clear, here it is in script. I feel the joy of riding in mountainous wilderness and appreciate the freedom. I do not desire to limit in any way anyone's freedom. I advocate no regulations regarding safety equipment, helmets, gloves, knee pads, brakes, etc. I advocate no regulations of any kind. And he goes on and he says, I know there are dangers in life, that every individual feels the urge to survive, and I recognize that this is the law of life, and I have no desire to add to it. Yours forever, wishing you a breeze to cool the sweated brow. Victor Vincenti of America. How about that? Some profound words on rules and regulations. The birthday ride was really cool. Nobody, nobody tried to police anybody for anything. You know, helmets optional. That was the Victor Vincenti ride, birthday ride. We've got, what have we got here? Let's see. Let's go to some interviews from the Corba Workday with Victor's agent. Now, here's a sneak peek. Victor Vincenti, they're planning a documentary documenting his life and all of his accomplishments, so I can't blame him. He's got quite a story, but here's a couple of interviews. There's one with his agent, and then a little chat with Victor himself as well.
At Miles.
Banner! Yeah. You didn't get it, did you?
No.
Corba volunteers in the background there. Bike Sport Radio's here at the Corba Workday up here at Strawberry Peak, and I'm with Carol. Carol's the Carol, who you're business manager for Victor Vincenti of America, and you want to tell us a little few things about Victor before we get into talking with Victor?
Well, yeah, I've known him for over 25 years. He's a very interesting person, and I've always known about his cycling career and all of the championships, medals, and Olympics, all the things he's been in. But it was only a couple years ago when I found out he had some archival materials that I've decided to try to make a documentary about. So it's kind of grassroots at this point, but we're out here collecting information too and interviewing people. And we're hoping to get a video teaser and get some funding going for that, and that's why I'm here anyways today. I know Victor probably has a lot more to say in general.
Excellent. Yeah, that's all we wanted to know about. There's a documentary covering, a little teaser there. We're gonna get into that later, and how about that? Thanks, Carol. We'll be talking to Victor in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're still here at the Corporate Workday Bike Sport Radio. Following up after the receipt of the sea ride, we're here with a little more with Victor Vincenti. Hey, Victor, how you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
How was the day today? It's a great day, and thanks for coming up. And gosh, you got such a story to tell. We got just more little teasers here and there. I don't know. Pick something you want to tell us about.
Well, first of all, I appreciate all the work that everybody's done maintaining these trails. I didn't get much done today, but I enjoy riding trails, and I'm always grateful when there's a good trail and I can see that it's been cared for.
All right. Well, thank you. That's good. Yeah, the Mount Wilson Bicycle Association, they're the locals up here, I think.
And
Robin and Mike. Yeah.
They're the powerhouse driving a lot of what's going on here.
Very good. How was the ride? I didn't get a chance to talk to you after the ride last time. You did the receipt of the ride.
Receipt to the sea was good. Good time. Met a lot of old friends and worked up a sweat.
Yeah, it was a great day out there. Yeah.
It was lovely.
All the way over the Palisades and back. That was fun. That was a fun time. So very cool. All right, so we'll be coming back to you more on Victor Vincenti someday. We got some stuff in the works, documentaries and the whole bit on this legend. Thank you, Victor.
Thank you.
All right, Victor Vincenti, little teaser there. We had some more stuff from the Corba Workday, but we're going to move into, what are we going to move into now? Well, the Mount Wilson Bicycle Association, got to give them credit for the Corba Workday. They brought a number of volunteers out there, worked on Strawberry Peak Trail. Visit, MWBA, Mount Wilson Bicycle Association. That's right, MWBA.org for details on them, and get involved and do some trail work out there. We all need trails, so we've got all kinds of neat stuff. More interviews, but we'll be right back.
Mr. President, members of Congress, you've been making a lot of noise about taking our guns away. But you might want to review history. 1835, Gonzales, Texas Territory. The authorities wanted to confiscate the big gun that protected that colony. You know what the people said? Come and take it. Because they were willing to fight for their freedom and their guns. So are we.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Just like Gonzales, we're keeping our guns.
All right. Well, let's move into some of our sounds now. We've got, let's start out with an interview with Garo. Garo was on the Reseda to the Sea birthday ride with Victor Vincenti. Garo's 80 plus years old, and some other legends out there. Wile E. Coyote himself was there. We got a chance to talk to him. And national champ Bob Lamas was out there on his cross bike. And then we've also got some sounds from the Vanelli Park cross country, including the promoter Tom Spiegel. So sit back and enjoy these sounds at Bike Sport Radio.
Why not?
Sam did it like 20 times.
What is it about? FMI? No, FMI.
Okay.
Bike Sport Radio is here with another legend of mountain biking. What's your name again?
My name is Garo Muradian.
Garo Muradian, welcome. And we won't even tell about
OTB.
It.
OTB.
OTB. OTB Mountain Bike Club.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And you came out to ride with a Victor Vincenti of America ride. And you're 80 years old?
Less one month.
Wow. That's very cool. Very cool. At least I'll have
exactly
somebody I can keep up
month.
With, maybe. You won't be. You won't go too hard
don't
on us?
I think so.
All right. And you've been riding forever, huh? Just
yeah.
about. It's all mountain bike? You do a little road, too? Or?
I do road, too, yeah.
All right. Oh, a lot of road. Yeah.
My longest road ride was 151 miles.
All right.
A tour of California.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, one was about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh. Fun. Yeah. What's your longest mountain bike ride you've done?
Mountain bike? About 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And how long was it?
How long?
How many miles was it, do you think?
The longest is about 65 miles.
Woo!
Yeah, right. White Mountain?
Yeah, that's high.
Yeah, that's short, but the Mount Gleason is 67 miles.
67 miles, very good.
About 12,000 miles of elevation.
Wow. Well, thanks for coming out and chatting with us on Bike Sport Radio, and have a great ride, girl. Thanks.
Thanks.
Should have made the wall thing just a little bigger.
We did it when you were up in the SLL.
Oh.
Mark's.
Yeah.
We did the
I called it fun. How's that?
That's
cool. Yeah. I was way up at the other end of the road. Let me get my ride in here. Oh, you brought trinkets here, huh?
We brought stuff in.
Over here.
Advocating.
We're looking at some coins here with the Victor Vincenti of America.
Pine.
Yeah.
Well, this is the derivation of Da Vinci's, you know.
Oh,
this is
okay.
The female with the,
yeah,
with the fetus inside of her.
Yeah.
She's spouting milk, you see.
Yeah, okay.
And
I like that one.
Very cool. Custom coins made.
Okay, yeah, no, you can pay me.
I'm going to get a shirt.
Hey, Victor, you're selling your bike, too?
No, not that one.
Who loves you to make?
Photo opportunity here with the
Bob, the face value of the coin that had
for the shirt for him,
it's been appreciated.
Coins for him, black shirt for me.
Well, I
Tour Radio is here at the Victor Vincenti of America birthday ride. Congratulations. I am honored to say hello to Victor. How are you doing, Victor?
I'm okay. Take a look at this.
Oh, it's really... The Receded to the Sea. This is the Receded to the Sea ride, and I've only done this never before, actually. This is the first time. And you've got Olympics, Pan American, whatever. You invented a bike, Topanga. Too much to cover in just that 20 seconds. But tell us what you want to tell before the ride.
I have to remind myself I didn't invent the bicycle, only the mountain bike.
Right, right. The Topanga, I understand, and awesome credentials. And this is great. You're doing this birthday ride. And where are we going? We're going over Caballero.
We're going to the sea, from Reseda to the sea.
Caballero Canyon.
Caballero Canyon, a little bit of Mulholland, and then down Trailer Canyon to into the Palisades.
Pacific Palisades, okay. And then do we come out and back the same route? Or
come up Paseo Mira. And up through Eagle Rock, the High Point, and back down into Reseda.
And which birthday are you celebrating?
This is 73rd.
73rd. Yeah. Dang, you look like you're like 50. I'm 55, so go easy on us today. I hope we have a great ride. Thanks, Victor.
Thank you.
All right, we're at the top of the Caballero Canyon. First climb. Go! Riders petering in from the climb. Victor Vincenti of America ride. 70th birthday. And riders strung out all over the place.
Oh, you're making a radio show. Congratulations,
man. I see 1, 2, 3 single riders down the trail, and wow, I see riders almost a mile down the trail. Still 40 riders showing up today at the Victor Vincenti of America ride, and we'll hang around. We'll come back at you later on Bikesport Radio. All right, Bikesport Radio is rolling along here at the Victor Vincenti ride at, well, just over conversational pace for me, but another legend here. National champion, Bob Lamas. How you doing, Bob?
Good.
You brought your cross bike out, I see.
I did.
On a mountain bike ride?
Yes.
That's not like bringing a knife to gunfight, is it?
No. Because it's a ride, not a race.
Right, and your skill level. I see little stars and stripes on there. Congratulations on your win there. And
thank you.
Hope you're having a good time out here.
I am. And it's good to see you, Brad.
Thank you. You're on Bikesport Radio. We'll be coming back at you later on the Victor Vincenti ride. More riding on the Victor Vincenti ride here, and oh my gosh, it's a mountain bike tandem I've caught up with. And how y'all doing?
Good.
We took the street. We thought it'd be easier.
This is a dirt Mulholland run now, and it ain't easy.
Oh, we already got lost.
What's your names?
John and Teresa.
John and Teresa? Well,
I don't know what hers is.
It's Teresa.
Well, she's still there, in case you were wondering. She didn't fall off yet.
All right.
And but she's not pedaling, so.
That's an old tandem joke.
Yeah, I know. I rode tandem, too. So, well, thanks for coming out to the Victor Vincenti ride, and you're going to be on Bikesport Radio. Have a good ride.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Oh, no, it's... And then past that, it was all a mess. Down trees, and you get lost in the back. I'd almost fallen to my death on the exact spot. Going across it, and I had one... My big toe was only held me in my shoe. Through the bike... I rode across it last time. You know, it's still like, be diligent, but just, you know, boom, and get through it okay. It's, you know, it's just wide enough.
You're still here at the rest stop at the Victor Vincenti ride at the Hub.
So it's great to have it back. You know, it's one of our favorite trails. I was just riding for it three times.
He spread it all over me.
There he is.
There he is.
Everybody give give up a seat for him.
Here's this.
Hey, Victor, you got a new helmet.
That's right.
That's right.
This one,
nice.
Just recently.
New baseball cap.
Right. Ah. It used to be like a social.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Tandem just arrived now at the Victor Vincenti ride. We're at the hub, one of our regrouping locations. It doesn't look the same. Last time I was here, it was like actual wilderness. Now there's a shelter. There's like an actual bathroom with a solar panel on it. I mean, this isn't really the wilderness anymore out here. But hey, it's a beautiful day, and I'm riding my bike. What can I say? On Bike Sport Radio.
This is pretty much what I wear.
Yeah.
But I'm Brad. Brad House.
How you doing?
Tim Harlow.
Yeah.
Bike Sport Radio.
What's that?
Bike Sport Radio. It's all about bike racing, racers, and what you need to race bikes. And we're out here interviewing legends and legends and histories out here. And hope you're not too embarrassed to say hi. This is all pre-recorded. This is alias Wiley Coyote, Jim Harlow. How you doing?
Okay.
You just got water. You knocked on a friendly resident here. And we're on the Palisades area. So, cool. What kind of bike are you riding today?
This is an old Merlin. It's Joe Murray's old racing.
Is it really? Wow.
Yeah, he
all
won
titanium
the,
and
80. What was it? 84, 85 Nationals. I won the 87 Veterans Nationals.
Yeah, well, that's this.
World.
Sweet. Very sweet.
This is almost 30 years old.
Check wow.
U-brakes.
U-brakes. I remember those. Yeah, with the little cam, the little cam puller.
No, this is.
No, it didn't have the roller cam.
I broke the roller cam. I had the original roller brake on there and I broke it. So this is.
Can't get this anymore.
This is a war dog, man. It's been beat up and this is about the fourth generation of ship.
Wow. Very cool.
I still got the original Cosby forks that came on it.
Marzotique bomber, yep. Marzotique.
Oh, yeah, with a.
Platform pedals.
Yeah, I had a hard time finding some stuff in my 1-inch. Man.
Yeah, this. You know, I've got a 1-inch Marzocchi fork with a disc brake. I'm trying it. It's on the list, but it's not done
yet. Yeah.
I've got many projects at home, and this is
right.
Kind of about fourth or fifth on the.
Cool.
That's what it's all about, projects.
All right. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah,
what a fun ride. So you'll be on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks for talking, Jim.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it was on.
So here we are at Frank Giovanelli Park, U.S. Cup stop number 2. Beautiful day for a race. Getting ready to watch the Cat 1s take off. Awesome course, very technical, very powerful. Those who get to the front early will probably stay up front if they can hold the pace. So we shall see. You know you're at a big event when you got the voice Larry Longo announcing, and we'll be hearing about them soon. So we'll talk to Tom in a bit and see who we can talk to around here. Great vendor turnout. Lots of pros here. Over 100 pros registered. So we'll see how many actually show up to race. And it's U.S. Cup number 2. Okay, I have stumbled across the Scorpion Bike Stands tent here at the U.S. Cup stop number 2 in Bonelli. And I'm here with the founder, creator, inventor, and everything, Mike.
How's it going? Good to see you.
Good. Mike, so where'd this idea for the stand come from?
It came from, I raced motocross for years and got into mountain biking and got into racing mountain bikes and went to my first race and there was nowhere to put my bike and just kind of thought, well, it'd be cool if there was like a motocross style stand for these things and went home in the shop and just started tinkering around and built my first one and it's kind of evolved from there and it just came from motocross, I guess you could say.
So what's the advantage of this stand versus, there's really not much out there, the plastic stands obviously, but these are definitely different.
Yeah, these are a little bit different than your normal stand. These are more your everyday stand, I guess you would say. They're good for in the garage, organize your bikes, don't have to hang them on the wall or worry about the kids knocking your bikes over into the car or anything like that. Our stands are good, like I said, for every day. You can lube your chain, light maintenance. They work great.
Now, one of the big advantages of this stand is that it is holds your bike through your crankset. So it's not holding the wheels. It's not on a chain stay, not on a seat stay. It's kind of centering the bike up in the air there, and you can do front or back maintenance with it. And it's not plastic. This is a solid metal steel frame, correct?
Yes, correct. It's a chrome ollie tubing, all mandrel bent, and the only part that's not metal is the adapters for your different size crank hole through your bottom bracket there, and that's made out of Delrin, which is a very heavy-duty plastic. So, yeah, these things will last forever.
Okay, now here's the bottom thing. Our radio show is all about American-made. Are we dealing with American-made?
As of right now, they are American-made. I make each one by hand. We're going to try to keep it that way. You know, it's tough to compete with overseas, but right now, the way things are going, it looks like I'll be able to continue to say proudly that they are made in the USA. So
that's definitely, we stand behind American-made. That's our big thing. What is your regular retail on these things?
Retail in your stores, just hit retail, are $69.95 for red, black, and white, and $72.95 for your highly visible colors, fluorescent green, fluorescent yellow, fluorescent orange, and pink.
Gotta have a pink stand. Okay, we found our new stand. Anyway, so if you want to find out more information, where are we going to go to get some pictures and more information on ordering one?
You can order direct from our website at www.scorpionbikestands.com. They are, like I said, they just hit retail. You can find them in Jack's Bicycle Centers and Rock and Road Bicycle Centers. And pretty soon, I'm sure they're going to be in a lot more bike shops. So keep your eyes peeled.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. And I know I missed you last time at Fontana, Sally. I was taken out of there, not on my own 2 feet. So good catching up with you. Great talking to you. And looking forward to see you. Anything else you got? Oh, anything else you got coming down the pipe here? Or are you going to stick with stands?
Yeah, we have some stuff coming out. Yeah, we have some stuff coming out. We'll be at Sea Otter. So look for us at Sea Otter. We'll have a booth. And we've got a couple new items that will be released then. And there's more stuff coming. So yeah, just stay tuned. Thanks for the interview, Robert.
Oh, no problem, Mike. Good talking to you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, here I am at US Cup stop number 2 here with the main man, I think. Yeah, no, I'm going to still call him the main man. He's been the main man for a long time, Tom Spiegel. How's it going today, Tom?
Great. Beautiful day for racing.
So, how many years has this been now since you've been coming to this, putting on this nonsense, I guess?
Been putting on races since 1989, and I think this is probably about the 10th year we've been at Benelli Park.
Now, this weekend's pretty big for you, right?
Got a huge pro men's field. We haven't seen a pro men's field of 100 men, and actually we're probably close to 50 women. I haven't seen those numbers for pro racing, and I think since we were in Arizona back 6 or 8 years ago. So it's really big.
So you can say there's probably a resurgence now. Are we getting more sponsor money coming in? I mean, how's all that looking these days?
I think it's just, there's a lot of people racing their bikes. There's a good buzz with mountain biking right now. People enjoy racing, and I think people do like coming out and watching the top pros, and I think that there's a renewed interest, and we are kind of in an Olympic cycle. 2 years from now, they'll be picking teams, and so right now, a lot of the pros are kind of gearing up and practicing and getting ready to score some international points and do some international competing, so that's all helps the whole package.
Okay, yeah, I just went out around the course, and I really love what it's different because you've got these diversions where it's, you know, the Cat 1-2-3 guys go one way and then the pros go different. Is that, what was the reasoning behind that?
I think the idea is that Benelli's hard as it is. It's just hard because it's kind of a punchy course, and it'll suck the wind out of your legs for sure. But it's not the ultimate technical course. I think we try to create a few little things just to kind of keep them on their toes and wake them up a little bit here and there.
Now, are they going to run a shorter lap per se, or is it?
Yeah, their lap is shorter. It's just under 3 miles per lap, so as opposed to 5 miles for the other lap.
Okay, yeah, I just went around it, and I kind of like this course, even though the climbs are just really short and powerful. powerful,
yep.
And I like the long sustain, but I do okay when I'm healthy around this place.
I think the big thing on this course is there's not a lot of break. You know, you got a little punchy climb, you got a downhill, and not that the downhills are technical, but there's a couple of off-camber turns and some kind of tricky stuff out there, so it kind of keeps you thinking.
Definitely keeps you thinking. Like I said, just out there, and a lot of good comments from the riders on the course so far, so I think everyone's going to have a blast. Hope, what do you got, anything for the heat that's coming?
It's Southern California. I've seen mid-90s here before. We're not going to get to that. I think today we're looking at 86. And, you know, the pros are the pros. And these guys and girls have been racing for a long time. And I don't think that we'll see anything that's going to affect any of the top riders as far as the weather.
Awesome. Well, Tom, thanks for taking. I know you got to get going here. You got a busy, busy 2 days ahead of you. So good talking to you.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And hopefully everybody come out to the race.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
That's right. Yeah, if you would like your event or your club or team featured on Bike Sport Radio, give us a shout through bikesportradio.com. And you can also find all our podcasts at bikesportradio.com and links to them there. And hey, motorists, we're not criminals. Cycling's not a crime. Drive safely. Don't treat us like criminals. And check out cyclingisnotacrime.org. And support our message. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio. Keep your hands on the wheel and just drive, she said.